Welcome to Lesson 3, Erotic Intelligence. You are about to learn what erotic intelligence actually is and how to learn to discern when it is active, as well as how to be able to listen and follow its wisdom, because our yoni never, ever lies. As we wake up our sensuality and sexuality, it is always vital to simultaneously bring our consciousness into our exploration so we will have a look at the importance of making conscious choices and how this can assure you to have a lifetime of pleasure. We will look at what integrity is and what it means when we have different messages from our yoni, our heart, and mind, and how to align them to make powerful, transformative choices. Finally, as a practice, we will be looking at something I call genital breathing along with breast massage and ovarian breathing. Enjoy. Week 3, Erotic Intelligence. This week we're going to explore erotic intelligence, what it is, how to align yourself to it, and how to enhance it. What is erotic intelligence? If erotic can be defined as that which animates or titillates life, then erotic intelligence would be the part of us that naturally knows what is needed in order for a turn-on experience of life to be had. It is the part of us that knows what is needed to keep us purring and glowing with aliveness. It is the part of us that is not politically correct or even socially correct, but rather the part of us that exists outside of social constructs. It is a part of our natural, innate, and instinctual intelligence. And we all possess an erotic intelligence. The problem is that we, especially women, are socialized out of hearing, trusting, and acting upon this innate intelligence. At best, we get insights, inspirations, or fantasies of what would make us feel intensely alive. And at worst, we have completely turned off or numbed out these messages. So how do we activate our erotic intelligence? The first step is to acknowledge its very existence and to hold it close to our hearts. To remember that this is a natural part of who we are, not a horrible, dirty, dark part of our nature. Then we must define for ourselves what it is. What does it mean to you to have an erotic intelligence? How would it support you in being more expressed sexually? In what ways do you feel your erotic intelligence can contribute to your orgasmic capabilities? Respecting and living in harmony with our erotic intelligence as something huge of us, it asks us to grow up emotionally. Remember our psyche's role in our libido from last week? Who we are emotionally determines how we manage our own erotic intelligence. Let me stress that again. Who we are emotionally determines how we manage our own erotic intelligence. If you are honest with yourself, how would you rate your emotional maturity? Are you willing to fully own your part of the experience in relationship? Do you still project your beliefs or ideals upon your partner? There is no right or wrong place to be on the scale of emotional maturity. It is actually an ongoing evolution of our deep relationship with ourselves. The more we love, trust, and honor ourselves, the more we have the capacity to do so for others. Now let's have a look at how erotic intelligence actually shows up in our life. Before we can learn to discern this amazing part of ourselves, it often will speak to us through our body or our emotions. Let's have a look first at the body messages for erotic intelligence. You experience vaginal dryness only when your partner approaches you or initiate sex, but when you self-pleasure, you are fine. You have a pain that develops in your sexual organs or pelvis that flares up when you experience certain emotions or thoughts, but it comes and goes and is not persistent. You have an imbalance, such as an STI, that showed up at a particular time of your life. Now your shame keeps it from healing thoroughly. You have chronic bladder and/or yeast infections. You feel a burning sensation or itch when you have sex with your partner. You have intense, unbearable menstrual pain, but this isn't your normal experience of your cycle. And now for the emotional messages for erotic intelligence. You are bored sexually, and you feel like you have to resort to your fantasy life in order to feel anything. You feel shame before, during, and or after sex or any kind of sensual pleasure. You have a particular fantasy that keeps triggering pleasure. You are jealous of other women and nervous about your partner's relationship with them. You feel strongly that you want to explore something new, but completely afraid to say anything to your partner. You are having an affair or seducing someone who is already in a non-open relationship. All of these, and of course much more, point to your erotic intelligence attempting to speak to you. What it is trying to say will be filtered through your belief system, so it is important to learn how to hear the message first and then properly translate it so that you can feel a sense of relaxation, opening, inspiration, creativity, excitement, peace, delight, healing, or any other delicious sensation. One thing remains very clear in having been on my own journey and having taught thousands of women worldwide. Our yoni never, ever lies. To share a personal example, I naturally ejaculate. I have since the ripe young age of 12. 6 years before I ever became sexual with anyone other than myself. But in a certain relationship, I wasn't able to. Nothing would happen, no matter what he or I did. When I got out of this 4+ year relationship, I was able to ejaculate again, no problem. So for 4+ years, my yoni was saying, wrong relationship. For 4+ years, I ignored her messages. The relationship ended because he had an affair and fell in love with someone else. My yoni knew. My own mind and heart thought and felt otherwise. I share this story because we all have these sort of stories. What is your story? Can you recall and describe a time when your yoni knew something, but you ignored the messages? Are you currently in a pattern of not listening to your erotic intelligence? What do you need to admit, at least to yourself, right now, about your current choices in relationship, etc.?